From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The entire editorial staff of the largest daily newspaper in Zimbabwe is expected to face criminal charges for breaking the nation's strict media laws. Police shut down the Daily News earlier this month for operating without a license. The paper had objected to media laws passed last year by the increasingly authoritarian government and in protest refused to register. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Johannesburg.
Police raided the offices of the Daily News in Harare on September 12th, and the paper hasn't hit the streets since. The Daily News is the only privately owned daily newspaper in the country. Its two main competitors are run by the government of President Robert Mugabe and take an unabashedly pro-Mugabe stance on most issues. Sam Nkomo, the chief executive officer of Associated Newspapers of Zimbabwe, which publishes the Daily News, says the government is doing everything it can to silence his independent tabloid.
Our motto is telling it as it is. And we actually are known for criticizing the government when we believe they are wrong. And so they want to get rid of us.
Soon after the controversial re-election of President Robert Mugabe last year, the government passed a law requiring all media outlets and journalists to be licensed. And Nkomo says the Daily News executives refused to register with the government because they viewed the new law to be unconstitutional. They even challenged it in court, saying it infringed on their freedom of expression. As part of the registration process, the paper would be required to disclose its finances and the political affiliation of its employees. Police say roughly 60 reporters, photographers, and editors from the Daily News will also face criminal charges for failing to be properly accredited. And Nkomo calls this ridiculous. He says his journalists tried to register last December, but had their applications rejected.
The journalists submitted their applications for accreditation, and we as a company paid for their application fees. But the chairman of the commission refused to accredit them, alleging that he cannot accredit them because the company they were working for was not registered.
After the police seizure of the Daily News almost 2 weeks ago, Nkomo gave in and applied for a license. The Zimbabwe Media and Information Commission, however, rejected the application on the grounds that the paper had employed unaccredited journalists, refused to register with the government, and failed to provide commissioners with free copies of the newspaper as required by law. Reginald Machbahove, the head of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, a pro-democracy advocacy group in Harare, says the closure of the Daily News leaves a big hole in the democratic process in the country.
It was providing the only alternative daily paper in the country, and therefore allowing other voices which do not have a voice in the government-controlled daily to speak out.
In addition to the government-controlled newspapers, all radio and television channels in Zimbabwe are state-run. With almost all of the media now in the hands of the ruling party, Machbahove says it would be almost impossible for the country to hold free and fair election campaigns. The Daily News executives have asked the Zimbabwe Supreme Court for an injunction to allow them to resume publishing. That appeal is still pending. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Johannesburg.